They say a picture is worth more than a thousand words. People have talked a lot on peace. I don't think there is any South Sudanese who has not, you know, heard or, you know, knows what the solution is to peace. But when you stimulate somebody's brain visually, the image sticks. They will go home and they will still think about it. And that is why Anas Aban is looking at images that will provoke people's minds to think. If you look at the picture on near University of Juba, it looks like an image of a person who is chopping off his roots. And that conversation that generates out of it, you know, why are we killing ourselves, et cetera, et cetera, and people sitting at home and just ruminating over it, it's very thought-provoking.
Yes, of course, this group is of young South Sudanese artists. Anas Aban, meaning I'm tired of all, of course, that is taking place in the country. Now, since this Anas Aban campaign was launched, can you tell us if there's been some of or any positives that you would like to really mention that we have seen from this launch, from this campaign?
There are so many positive things. I don't think I will be able to remember all of them, mm-hmm. but there has been a lot of feedback, you know, especially, you know, when the artists paint, you would find clusters of women just, or even, you know, young men looking at these murals and just sharing their thoughts, appreciating the artists for the work they're doing, you know, thanking them for showing, you know, another side of South Sudan. Beautiful things are coming out of this country. And all we're focusing on is on the negative. You know, the mural outside Lugali House talks about, let's all do our part. And you see a fisherman, a doctor, a mechanic, you know, a border rider. And that has generated, too, a lot of conversation. Most of the artists as well in Juba, they're very happy because they look at this as a new type of art, a platform that is being embraced in South Sudan. It's a new thing. There has not been any street art before. This is another platform for South Sudanese artists to explore, to express themselves positively, of course. Also, playwrights, you know, are coming up with ideas. As a playwright, you have a play which has a peaceful message. Come, let's discuss it. Let's see how we can send out positive messages. We've seen, you know, musicians who were really, you know, happy with the video, mm-hmm. the Anas Aban video and the message behind it. And they came and they said, okay, how do we join this? And we shared our values and we told them, you know, this has no political affiliation. Our core is patriotism, citizenry, et cetera, et cetera. And we've received a lot of positive feedback, I must say.
Yes, yeah. Great. Just before I let you go, what more are we about to see from the Anas Aban group? What possibly will be your next campaign?
We're looking into campaigning on reconciliation. Of course, we are using... this is just the beginning. It is gradually picking up. Art is a platform for self-expression. Without self-expression, they cannot, you know, without a platform where people can speak up, people cannot heal. So we're using this art as a conversation starter. After that, we look into ways of initiating reconciliation. We are also coming up with. A workshop for a group of South Sudanese artists.
Yes, finally, as a youth, of course, and you did mention about reconciliation, I would like you to send a specific message to someone out there who is listening to us right now, who might be very bitter and still have hatred in his heart. Maybe he has lost a relative, maybe he has lost a friend. What kind of reconciliatory message would you like to give him or her?
Let me start by saying, first of all, I, as a South Sudanese, I'm sorry for what has happened to South Sudan, for the level of violence that, you know, we have perpetrated as a people. I'm not going to mention name because the first thing is to take ownership as a South Sudanese citizen of our situation. The second thing is we as South Sudanese, before we start looking at outside help, we need to see you as a youth. What is your responsibility? What could you have done differently? Unless we actually express, you would never know that the other person on the other side is suffering exactly the same pain that you're suffering and has been in your shoes and has walked your walk. So let us express ourselves positively. Let us not cocoon ourselves in tribal, in religious, in political affiliations. Let us break those molds and actually reach out. Reach out. It is the beginning.